It may be nearly Christmas for most of you, but for baseball geeks, it's the winter meetings. And
San Diego, I believe.
Yeah, San Diego, and yesterday certainly did not disappoint with the deal that Steven Strasburg struck to return to the Washington Nationals, a deal that is more than likely now, Shane, to push Gerrit Cole to about, what, $300
million? $40 million per, whatever,
yeah.
however he agrees
however long
to.
They want to, yep. You know, structure it. But, and that'll be the next big move, obviously, one would expect.
Well, they're not waiting around like they did the last couple of years because
mm-mm.
It's like, screw it. If I get a good deal, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to wait till the last minute. I don't care about where the dominoes fall. And that's what you and I, well, I know I was, just complained about on the daily about this time. Well, not quite this time, but right around Christmas time last year, it's like crickets. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, nothing was going on. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, plenty of things are going on.
And I heard earlier that it's kind of hard to quantify the importance or the impact, and it's silly to say now, but after the fact, that Manny Machado and Bryce Harper would really have on your team. Because when you juxtapose those two guys with this year, for example, Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg, it just drives home the point that a stud starting pitcher still is really important.
Oh, my God. They're the ones that move the needle.
Well, but we've gone so much to openers, and we got to make sure our bullpen's in line,
right.
And we got to have a guy for the eighth inning, a guy for the ninth inning, and we'll worry about starters later. But if you really do have a horse, and Strasburg is one, and Gerrit Cole is arguably bigger and better, younger, and getting better.
Sure.
So if you find a deal that you like, and Pete Medhurst talked earlier about Steven Strasburg's willingness to just stay home or stay in Washington. So go ahead and let's get it over with.
Well, why not?
And that's
right.
That's been the case with a couple of people already. And you would figure Gerrit Cole, maybe not necessarily the next domino to fall, but Strasburg just set the market. And honestly, Gerrit Cole's better than he is.
Sure,
and
he is.
And Strasburg got 7 for 245, which becomes the richest pitching contract in Major League Baseball history, eclipsing David Price from a couple of years ago.
I would imagine that with the Yankees, the Angels, and whomever else gets involved in this, there aren't many that can do it because, I mean, the pockets have got to be ridiculous to deal with this thing. I would imagine that that'll move pretty quickly. Joe Maddon has already had an audience with Gerrit Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Cashman is moving very quickly to put a huge deal in front of him in New York. So I would imagine that will move along pretty rapidly because it's not like there aren't plenty of others out there. Giants are working with Madison Bumgarner right now, trying to figure that out a little bit. Remember, he's out there. So you got some pretty good names out there. Anthony Rendon. I mean, you got some names that are going to keep the news cycle rolling
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Well,
I think.
And the White Sox didn't mess around too much with Jose Abreu, and didn't they sign somebody else? Was it Yasmani Grandal or somebody like that? They've already signed a couple of different people.
Yes, they got Yasmani Grandal.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Some other lesser names but are getting snapped up. Jake Diekman was one, the reliever for the A's. Backup catcher Tyler Flowers. And these are lesser names. Again, but Kyle Gibson, who's been a frontline guy with the Twins,
mm-hmm.
signed with the Rangers. 3 years, $30 million? Good Lord. Yeah, Grandal, 4 for $73 million. For the White Sox.
I mean, he got a great deal.
So they're not most of these guys, I would imagine, have the mindset of, look, I find a deal that I like, I'm going with it, and that's that. And we're not all going to wait around and play this staring contest and be like, oh, so-and-so set the market.
Who needs that crap, Shane?
Well,
I mean,
I know.
Really.
The agents.
When you get right down to it,
agents,
who needs it?
And that's why you hire
them. I guess.
Them.
I mean, Mike Moustakas made the deal, made a really nice deal with the Reds. Zach Wheeler made a deal. He's found a new home. So there's a lot that's happened already, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good amount.
Now, this is a teeny tiny one, but it has to do with the Royals. They took a chance on Trevor Rosenthal. Signed him to a minor league deal. A guy that once upon a time threw a million miles an hour for the Cardinals. He's still just 29, so.
But you know, that's a good guy for a team like the Royals
of course.
To take. Not even a risk on.
Of course.
You know.
And that's the kind of guys that the Royals are going to sign.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a risk, but cheap. Hell, it was a minor league deal, for crying out loud. Doesn't get much cheaper than that. But I'm with you. Within the next. I mean, from now until Christmas, I would say there will be at least one or two. About that one? You know,
yeah, I think there's going to be some good head turners, which will be fun. I mean, it's fun. It's good to know. I hated getting into spring training and not having guys where they needed to be. That drove me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute, we're into spring training now, and I want to know what teams have. So hopefully we've kind of we'll avoid that this year.
Right. Just for our selfish sake
of
having something to talk about.
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, speaking of having something to talk about, since 2009, the Major League Baseball draft has been not only kind of in the middle of NCAA regional play, but in New Jersey, if you were in college and still on a team that was still going, many collegiate top prospects could not attend the draft. There has been a report that the amateur draft being moved to Omaha in the days immediately before the College World Series, but most importantly, in between the World Series and the Super Regionals. The first day of the draft would be June 10th, with the College World Series set to begin 3 days later. And the idea behind the move is to give top draft picks a better draft day experience, according to sources. Duh. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, hey, thanks for coming to the party, pal. I mean, and by the way.
Not a Christmas movie.
And I know I've done this because I've heard about it from people saying stop tooting their horn. How about Omaha? Again, what a progressive
horn.
What a progressive city in the middle of flipping Nebraska, for goodness sakes. I mean, look at the way that they have operated and made Omaha such a hub. It's in the natural run right now for the NCAA tournament. They've got Olympic trials that go on there. They've got the College World Series still. Now the Major League Draft is coming to Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, what a fantastic place. I'm telling you, man.
They're in some pretty rare air right now.
They just do a fantastic job with what they have to work with. They've made it work. I mean, their infrastructure is fantastic. I can't take my hat off enough to the city of Omaha and the way that they do things. It's nothing short of fantastic. So,
yep, good for them. And
it's great.
Good for us too.
All those years going to the College World Series and having to deal with the draft going on and having a team in the College World Series, and it even then. I mean, and that was what, 20 years ago, something like that, whatever it was.
Before Twitter.
I mean, even then it was like we would have, there would be discussions of why in the hell isn't the draft here?
Or why is it right now? You know, when things are still, you know, games are still going on, especially when it had to do with Wichita State. Wichita State was always in regionals.
Sure. It's good to have all those major league besides. The energy there is so good. Then you've got all those major league people there with college baseball, and I just like the whole synergy of it. It makes so much sense. I think that'll do great things for the draft.
Yep.
I really, really do. something that's played out pretty anonymously, I think can have a little better stage right now. Never mind a better experience for the players being drafted. Mm-hmm. How about just a better draft experience for the major leagues?
And by the way, congratulations, Ted Simmons. Finally a Hall of Famer. I think we both agree that he is one.
Yes, no question. Kind of overdue on that one.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good stuff. OTD is coming up next, and we'll clean up a couple of things here that we've got for you on a Tuesday edition. 10:42 in the a.m., Chad Chambers takes us to break. You've got it right here on your sports station, KFH Sports Daily. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.